It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
MGP 488, I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello. We're back after a week. Oh, I say after a week off. Was there a podcast last week that I didn't know about? Did
you there was
one like you were supposed to?
So many people asked me where it was before I...
Did you not bother to do it just because I was unavailable? You three were all available.
No, I was at a party.
And you couldn't be bothered to do it.
I think I was asleep.
Sheepdog was late for going to be undetermined time.
I really am the glue that holds this together.
No, you're
aren't
not.
I?
No, so I said to Pab, the party doesn't have an end date written on the invites, and I don't want to say to him,
doesn't
I'll
have
be
an
back.
End date. What kind of party was this? Going. My word. Sheepdog went on a 3-day bender.
With children.
With children, yeah. So, no, I said to Pab, like, for all I know, I could be back by 8 or I could be back by 9. But also then I've got to try and get Ben, who's just been to a party and is full of sugar, to go to bed. And I was like, I don't really want to have to fight with him and demand that he goes to bed and, you know, just be really, really angry with him, just get him down so I can run downstairs and do a podcast. And then Pab just be like waiting. You know, I just thought, I thought it's just going to be stressful. So I just said, look, I don't know when I'm going to be back. Let's just call it, you know, just cancel it for the week. But then I forgot to tell anyone. So... everyone just Sheepdog, where's the podcast? I'm like, oh, it took me like 3 days.
So
to
lazy,
out.
All of you, so lazy.
Lazy.
You could have phoned one in.
I was busy. I was socialising. I went to public houses 2 nights in a row. I've seen the sights of Stratford. Two nights. Sorry, I don't really understand why when you go out in Stratford with your gallivanting at events, how you end up struggling for places to go. The amount of loud pubs I was dragged into,
well, see, there's
absolutely heaving with them.
Two problems. We can't go into loud pubs because some of the people don't like loud places. But also, we our problem isn't finding places up till like 11:30. It's finding stuff that's open past like 2.
No normal person needs to be out past 2. That's absolute insanity. You're spouting
not normal
there.
People. That's why we ended up in the casino, because it was open till all the time. But people didn't fancy that last time.
I almost ended up in the casino. I was playing the Sheepdog role, and I was like, "Come on, let's go to the casino." Because for years, that Dr. Benji has been telling me that he could beat me at poker, and we're there outside a casino. And I said, "Come on, money where your mouth is. Let's go play some poker," and. Didn't want the hassle of having to register for a casino.
You don't have to register for them.
Means
you just
he's
show...
a coward.
He is
you
a coward.
ID, don't you?
You just wave your ID at him and then you go.
I don't know that he had ID with him. I think that was the issue.
So he's under 18. Is that what you're saying? He's lying about his age.
He's lying about his age, but not in that direction, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, you just show him your ID. They scan it and then give it back
well,
to you.
Well, there you go. I want it on record then. He's a coward. And I could have beaten him at poker in public with a crowd. That would have been amazing. But yeah, I went to a karaoke bar. I went to...
Well, where's that? Can you send me the details for that? Because we were talking about karaoke the other day. I might do karaoke.
It's on Stratford High Street. You have to go past the other shopping centre near where Wendy's is. It's actually not a particularly far walk. I always thought Stratford High Street was miles away. Literally like a 5 or 6 minute walk from the hotel we normally stay in. This is probably a conversation for off air. But yeah, there was a karaoke bar. There was a place called The Cow that had a loud DJ. I went to a dessert place. Pab, there is a Heavenly Desserts dessert place near the West Ham Stadium. where we walked last time we were there, that is open till like 11 o'clock at night, doing any dessert you could name. Ice creams, cookie dough, donuts, waffles, crepes. We've been caught before by it being gone 9 o'clock and everywhere's closed, or the cookie dough place is gone. There's no option. There is a place that is open until well past bedtime that does all the ice creams. Stratford's a wonderful place. I learned so much by just hanging out with some young people. I think that was the key. Young people are brave and stuff. They explore. Whereas I don't. I go and do the things I normally do.
I feel a bit better now that you're realising it is quite fun. Having a gang of people who are up for doing
stuff. Never said it was fun.
You just said you learned lots about it. I
learned a lot. I never said I enjoyed it. Both nights, I lasted maybe 45 minutes in these loud places before me and the other old men of the Football Manager creator community just went back to the hotel bar and drank mocktails in quiet contemplation.
I'm the one making all the noise and just telling everyone to get more drinks in and having a laugh. It's good. It's fun. Although, I've just sent a message saying there's a karaoke place because we were talking about that the other day. So I'm hoping I'll end up in a karaoke place at some point at MCM.
Okay, it's the Abbey Tap on Stratford High Street is where you're looking. I think it's actually on Broadway, not Stratford High Street. It's on the way to Stratford High Street. Listeners, if you want karaoke in Stratford, the Abbey Tap is what you're looking for every Friday night. I believe it starts about 8 p.m. They turned off the lady football. We were in there watching the lady football, and they turned it off in the first half to put karaoke on instead.
Mrs. Sheepdog was at that. That's why I was taking the boy to the party, because she was at the football.
There's no way of me knowing what the score was, because it got turned off and we had to do endure karaoke instead.
See, if I was there, we could have sung A Whole New World together again.
I was trying to get anybody to duet with me and nobody would. For a bunch of YouTubers, they're a little bit camera shy, I think.
See, you need to come out with me and my friends. And
yeah, but the big problem with that is you're there.
Yeah, but we'll do a duet together. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, but there's a load of strangers that I don't know.
Yeah, you've met them all in one way or another, even if you were just standing near them. But I can dismiss some of the others that you don't know so much. Happy to do that.
Dismiss?
Okay. Yeah,
we're like, I didn't realize it was never been presented to me before that I was coming into a position of power, and now I'm a little bit more interested.
Yeah, of course.
If my correct rung on the social ladder is being respected,
I could just be like, we're all going now, see you later. And then we walk around the corner, they go off one way, and we go off another way, and then we meet you, and we all go in. I'm happy to.
And me and Pab can do karaoke while you watch.
I'm less happy with that bit. I want to join in.
No, Pab's got a beautiful singing voice. I want
are
to
there many
karaoke with
triettes?
Him.
Is that what you call them? A triette?
Triette?
Trio.
Trio?
I was just being silly, Pab. It was known as a joke in the trade, Pab.
The four of us could be a barbershop quartet. We don't even need karaoke.
Can I be the person who just sort of goes bom, 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 while you... Yeah,
absolutely. I'm going to be the one who sings in a really high voice.
I'll be the bum guy.
Anna and Pab can do the harmonies. We should rehearse now. Sheepdog, lay down a beat.
I mean, I just
did. No,
just use the one I just did. I'm going to check out and drink my drink.
Excellent. But yeah, that's basically the reason why there was no podcast last week, because these three just can't cope without me. I, as mentioned, I am the glue that holds the podcast together. Absolutely.
We all had children to look after, Kevin. Well, me and Sheepdog had children
to
look after.
Perhaps you all should have had some adult children that can look after themselves.
I mean, it was a good job I was there with mine. He came up to me to just get a drink, and I was like, "What is that on your face?" And he was just covered in blood. And I was like, "Is that your blood?" And he did not know what I was on about. He was like trying to clean his face. I was like, stop wiping it on your... He was like, I'm just wiping the snot on my sleeve. And I was like, it's not snot, it's blood. Come with me. Wow. And I was having a right old panic thinking, whose blood is this? But he did tell me as I was cleaning him up that someone had smacked him in the face with like a soft toy. And
that soft.
I literally cleaned him and there was no evidence of a cut. I was still kind of like, there's no evidence of a cut. You just had like blood around your nose. Have you headbutted someone? Am I going to see a kid in a minute with like a broken nose and whatever? But no parents shrieked. There was no crying. There was no, I didn't look that hard, if I'm honest. I mean, I didn't count how many were there on the way in and how many were there on the way out, but no one's missing a kid and my kid seems fine. So that's a win. He also wouldn't let me bring a change of clothes into the party because he was like, I'm not going to wet myself, leave him in the car. And then immediately wet himself and I had to just try and figure that out. So it wasn't the most peaceful evening. I wasn't enjoying myself while we were missing the podcast. I was stressing
Sounds
out.
Sounds like you were off gallivanting, having a lovely time.
We nearly lost Andy, didn't we, Kevin? At Goose Fair. Mm-hmm. On the last ride?
Oh, yeah, he just wandered off. That's not nearly losing him. He's 18 years old. He can wander off. If he wants to go off and do his own thing, I'm in support of that.
No, we can't. No, we can't, Kevin. Not in a place that he doesn't live. He went on, like, his last ride. It says, there's, like, a big sign that says exit. He did the ride. He got off. Me and Kevin moved around to the exit. He didn't come off. Everyone else was getting onto the, like, the new people were getting onto the ride. And I was like, where is he? He just comes bounding around the corner. He'd come out the entrance.
Not just wandering around the corner. He was doing Gazza's 1990 World Cup dance around the corner. He was absolutely going for it. He was having a whale of a time. I don't think he went on the ride. I think he went drinking. He just came back. Hey, Mamma Mia! Hey! Around the corner. He was loving it.
Shouting Mamma Mia.
Mum, I'm here.
Mamma Mia, I'm here.
Yeah, he became a little bit Italian.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not nearly losing him. It's
yes,
fine.
It is.
He knew where we were at all times.
That's finding him.
I didn't
him.
Know where he was.
If anything, you're the one who gave him the slip. That's probably how he's telling this story on his podcast. He was at the fair, got on a ride, and when he got off, we'd wandered off, and he had to come and find us. That's exactly how he's telling this story.
He's there going, I was so shocked. I went, Mamma Mia, and then they appeared.
Yeah. But yeah, I still don't see, I mean, Pab and Anna, you two could have done the podcast together. You don't really have an excuse. It sounds like Sheepdog's just about got an excuse, but you two could have done a podcast.
That is true.
Together.
Have we ever had a Pab and Anna duet?
Negative.
We call you Papaka.
It's true. Well, that's what's going to happen.
There are reasons which will become known in a little bit.
You're in prison again.
Yeah, this is troubling. This is all very cryptic.
I thought I was going to get in trouble earlier. This is a slight tangent, but you know, because I'm an idiot, and this starts a little bit weird. About 6 months ago, I tried to transfer my old pension to my new pension, which is a bit boring. That's not the story. But
that's
they were
not
like,
a bit boring. That's very boring.
They were like, can we see your ID? And I was like, I cannot be bothered to go to the post office to post this. I'll do it another day. And so obviously 6-7+ months later, I was just leaving my office at work and thought, their office is near here. I'm going to ring him and see if I can come round with my driver's license. And I rang this call centre and the woman did not know what I was on about. She just kept trying to transfer me and I kept saying, look, I'm outside your office. I'm going to come in. But I wanted to know if it's okay for me to come in because I don't want to be weird. But I would like to give you this card so you can scan it and I don't have to then forget to post it for another 6 months. And she was just like, ring back. I was like, I don't want to ring back. I want to come in this office. I'm sat outside. I've told security I'm coming in and I want to come in. And she just wasn't giving me what I needed. So in the end, she was like, right, someone will call you. And I thought, well, I'm outside the door. I'm not going to sit here all day. So I wandered in and I could not for the life of me find where this office was. So I'm just wandering around this big office building, up the stairs, round all these spiraling bits and in and out of rooms. And I really needed a toilet. And I thought, I'm not going in the toilet because the security is just going to have seen me wander around, go in the toilet and then leave. So I just kept wandering, thinking, oh my God, like this is, I've been in here too long now. And then I gave up and thought, well, I'll leave. And as I was leaving, I saw the company's name in a window. And I was looking at it. And I was thinking, well, I don't know where to go. I can see it. It's definitely here. And I heard someone shout through a door. And I just thought, are they talking to me? And after about a minute, I knocked on the door because I thought, well, I could hear them shouting. I don't know if they're shouting my way or not. And when they come to the door, they're like, oh, we thought you were someone else. Sorry. And I asked them where to go and they showed me. And then when I was explaining to this woman what I was there to do, she was looking at me like I was an absolute maniac. I was like, I just want you to scan my driver's license and then note on my record that you've seen it so you can transfer my pension. And she's just looking at me like I'd said, I want you to tell her, I don't know, God knows what. So I handed her it and she just walked off of it. And I thought, I don't even know if you're the right person. I've just handed a woman my driver's license. And she came back a little bit later with a form and I filled it all out and she said, this is fine. And then I saw Stephen, she was like, we've done this before. And I said, well, why are you acting like I'm an absolute maniac then? But I got it done. But honestly, several points throughout that, I thought I was going to get arrested. When I was putting the lady on the phone, I'm outside now, I'm coming in. I was like, oh, this sounds like the sort of thing a criminal would do threat. And wandering around. People were eating their lunch, just watching me walk past them over and over again. I'm thinking, none of you have tried to stop me and ask me why I'm in this building. You don't know who I am. I clearly don't work here because I'm in a T-shirt and jeans. I'm just some angry bald bloke. Well, I wasn't angry, but I probably looked flustered. It was very
bizarre. You always
look
a bit flustered.
Yeah. But I've sorted it. So the lesson is, if you procrastinate long enough, the problem solves itself in a bizarre way. But I'm glad it's done.
Well, I'm so glad we've got an update on your pension.
Well, no, you should be. It dropped 500 quid in that gap because of the state of the economy. Very disappointed.
Again, I'm delighted that we've got an update on your pension.
More pension news in future.
Oh, goodness me. I'm glad you had a story to fill with, though, because I can't really talk about any games this week.
Yeah,
I'm under NDA. So I'm just going to sit here and listen to you lot talk.
Are you not asked to talk about any of the stuff you did last week then, no?
I already talked about the elements of last weekend I'm allowed to talk about.
Haven't you been playing FIFA all week, though?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, I mean, I've got nothing new to say about FIFA. I'm still playing a lot of FIFA and I'm still not very good at it. I tried qualifying for Foot Champs for the first time and failed. And I've made it to Division 7 on Rivals. So that's nice. I'm now a Division 7 player. But I'm still not very good. But I haven't spent any more money, so that's good. Still, just good. My initial £500 investment.
Just only the 500. That is still bizarre.
It's a lot less than I spent last year, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay. So next year, you what? 250 quid, and then the year after that.
Next year, we might push the boat out again because I got to Division 5 last year, whereas this year I've already made it to Division 7. So clearly, I've not spent enough money. The question is there a way for me to spend enough money so that I can get to the top league? Even though I'm not very good at the game. That feels like an acceptable experiment. Anna, I'm doing this for science.
You should be doing a series on this, surely. There's not a YouTube series where you're like, this is how much money it took for little old Kev to... The little Kev that could.
I'm just afraid how much money that would be, and I don't really want to spend that much money on it. If I had a bit more time, they need there to be a bigger gap between FIFA coming out and Football Manager coming out. If I had a little bit more time, I'd probably be okay, but the problem is each year I only get like 3 or 4 weeks and then that's it. I don't touch FIFA again until like the start. Usually I'll give it another couple of weeks around August when the football season starts and I'm excited about football again for a couple of weeks. They're the only two times a year I play it. So I don't have the opportunity to even learn how to play the game. I'm just about getting to the point where I was last year where I've learned how to do skill moves again. And I'm still not great at defending, but I can sort of do it a bit. And I remember being at this point last year, and it's taken me, however, what has it been, 3 weeks the game has been out? It's taken me those 3 weeks to get to the point where I was last year when I stopped because Football Manager came out. And here we are, at most, like 10 days probably, until Football Manager Beta comes out again. I'm not going to have the opportunity to get good. I'm very sad. They should have a year off Football Manager and I can just become a FIFA YouTuber for a year.
I'd definitely never do that. Wouldn't the company like cease if they didn't have an annual release?
Well, that feels like their problem, not my problem.
Fair. Speaking of problems, I have developed a major addiction to this Disney Dreamlike game and it seems baffling.
Is that not a game aimed at very small children?
Loads of people. Yeah, no, it's all over TikTok.
No, it is. It's all over everything. Interestingly, like, I've gained more new followers playing this on Twitch. And not that that's much by my terms.
Is this like Pabs Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
All over again. You're becoming the authority on Disney.
Yeah. It's Disney Animal Crossing, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. So, honestly, when it started, it was like my son wanted to play it. I've said this before. Ben wanted to play it, and I was just like, for God's sakes, all right, I'll read. Well, I let him play it thinking he'd be able to play it. It involves a lot of reading. So I was like, right, I will read what you need to do, and you can go and do it. But then he found he couldn't really do the fishing and the digging and whatever, and he makes poor decisions like giving Ratatouille 15 grand to do up his restaurant when I'm bloody saving money to do up Goofy's shop. I'm furious about that. I did that earlier today. Yeah, so he got to the point where now I play it while he watches and just asks me questions and gets excited. I started my own save on my PC, which I stream, which it's interesting in that Ben didn't talk to any of the early characters, so he's got like he had Moana at like level 2, whereas I got Moana to like level 6 or 7 quite quickly, and she's like one of my most important. She catches fish for you, and you like if you go to her every 20 minutes, she's caught you a load of fish that you can go and sell or you can use in recipes or whatever. So she's quite a useful asset to have. So on his, I've gone on there and now upgraded her, so he's got that as well. And I'm just discovering all these things that I didn't know they did that he missed because I wasn't helping him early on. His brother was helping him and he wasn't reading any of it. But he's unlocked all of the characters and maxed most of them out, whereas I'm taking my time doing all the things a bit more in detail and trying to get it right and plan ahead. And we're at the point with his one where he's not got any more characters to unlock, so he's desperately waiting for the update that comes out next week. Apparently 19th of October, so 5 days, 4 days for the podcast being out, they're adding they're adding Scar into the game from The Lion King. I don't know if anyone else is coming with that, but I'm hoping they don't drip feed one character every month or something like that. I'm hoping that'll be Scar, Simba, Timon, Pumbaa, those kind of people. But yeah, it's cool. We got the Little Mermaid earlier. I'm a bit disappointed. I was trying to race him to get the Little Mermaid because I thought I could probably achieve it quite quickly on my game, but then I couldn't get it on my stream, and then it turned out it was really easy and he got it. So he's basically thrashed me on that. But that is me controlling it on his anyway. So I've literally put all my hours into this. I play it in my lunch break every evening on stream. Ben goes to bed. I do a bit of leveling up, whatever. I just enjoy it. I like planting my stuff and smashing up rocks and, you know, building stuff in the crafting thing and realizing I've got enough stuff that I can go and do up our house, or I can go and upgrade the restaurant or the shops or whatever it is, and the random little quests. And yeah, it's just a clever, good little game. Someone said to me the other day, is it worth £25? Because they saw it on their Xbox and they're wondering whether to get it. I realized in hindsight, I should have replied to them saying get Game Pass instead, because they're on Xbox and it would have made a lot more sense to spend that money on that, wouldn't it? But I said to him it's worth it, so you know I would recommend it. It's a bargain at £25, and they're updating it, so why wouldn't you? If they're going to keep updating it with characters, which they say they are, I think the next update after Scar is going to be Toy Story, and then you just assume they'll bring out something at Christmas and whatever else along the way. But it has absolutely dominated me. I'm hoping that by next week I'll have played different games as well as this one. I did play a bit more Guardians of the Galaxy one point in the week. Okay. I thought I was on the last chapter. I had to fight a big dragon.
It goes from that game. You think you're nearly done. You've got another quarter.
Well, on the internet, when I looked it up, it told me, because I'm on like chapter 16, and it told me
but the game just kind of goes and goes, and it overstays its welcome, I think. It doesn't overstay its welcome, but it's much longer than you think.
Yeah. Because it was like...
Maybe it's not a quarter, but you've got at least...
No.
Probably... 3 or 4 hours, I reckon.
Oh, that's not too shabby. That'd be probably another sitting then, because this was like go and basically fight Fing Fang Foom, who's a big sort of dragon character. Is he the one in Shang-Chi? Is that the same dragon?
No.
I couldn't remember. I knew there was a dragon in that you had to fight, and I couldn't remember if it was the same one. But I thought that was the end boss for a moment when I was doing it. I was like, this is a different level of spectacle and effort and build up, and then it wasn't. I looked up on the internet and saw I had another couple of chapters left, but I think I'll probably complete that over the weekend, and that's been a really fun game. I need to remember to play it. I keep forgetting that it's there and then remembering and be like, oh, I'll play that now, and doing a 4 hour stint and then forgetting it for weeks on end again. And it's in no way a reflection of the game. It's a great game and I'm loving the story. I'm just a bit of an idiot. So yeah, that was good. I've enjoyed that a lot. I haven't touched Let's Build a Zoo since I was streaming it. I feel like I really enjoyed it. Would play it again in theory, but I haven't been drawn back to it either. I guess because it's on the Switch, I could probably sit and play it on the sofa, but I just don't tend to as much. But yeah, no, I've not given that the mileage it probably deserves. I'm just looking forward to what's coming out in the next few weeks. It's quite a busy time now, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
getting
it is.
Getting busy. Yes, it is.
Persona's yes. coming.
What's coming? Huh?
Persona is coming.
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's at the next week as well, isn't it, I believe? The 22nd.
Is that next week? I know it's soon.
It's the 24th. I think it's a Tuesday before Comic-Con, I think, or something like that.
I shall be getting it on Steam Deck and Switch.
Me too.
Not is this a
Switch.
New Persona or the re-release of
no,
the old
still five.
Ones?
Persona, still 5.
Persona 5 Royal.
You've played that how many times now?
Thrice.
What is it
I've
on
never
Game
played
Pass,
it
or?
Handheld. I don't think it's going to be on Game Pass, but it's just
it
being released
Pass.
On everything.
It is on Game Pass.
Oh, it is on
yeah,
Game Pass.
I could have sworn it was. It's just 100 hours, is it, this game?
Yes.
You're lucky.
I'm
there
really...
are 100 beautiful hours that
no,
you love.
No, I know. Persona 4 and Persona 5 seem like two games that I am absolutely going to love, but I'm absolutely petrified of going anywhere near because it'll just
well, Persona
be...
4 is only like a 40-hour game. I played that through again on Steam Deck when I got my Steam Deck, and it's I think it only took like 35, 40 hours to do the... And that was to do the good ending as well.
I'm tempted to play that on my Vita, just dig my Vita out and actually play it on there.
You should.
Yeah. And then that way I could play it on the sofa while I'm watching other stuff. And...
Which is the best way to play it.
Yeah.
Anna enjoyed watching me play this on the train to Amsterdam, didn't you, Anna?
Did I?
Yeah.
You probably needed a 40-hour game for that journey.
Well, I finished it on the way there, which was my big mistake, really.
Silly goose.
We sat there on the train going through Belgium with the credits rolling. So that was my big mistake, really.
But yeah, I might see if I could dig it out, charge my Vita, go through the hassle, and then if it all works fine, I'll play it through. I think I did like 3 hours of it and was like, this isn't going anywhere. But I've been told that that's it in a nutshell. But yeah, if I like 4, I'll like 5, I imagine, won't I?
You will. 5's even better than 4, but it's much bigger and more convoluted.
Cool. I get the impression this will be something my daughter would like because she's very much into anime and is it set in Japan?
It is.
Yeah,
so she's into the whole Japanese culture and that kind of thing. So she, I imagine it'll be up her street. I might have to point it her way as well. But that is my lot anyway. You can put an ad in and then Pab and Anna can do their bit.
I'll be the judge of whether there's going to be an ad or not.
I did that on purpose. Pab, power
put
move.
An ad in. See, that was a good ad, Pab. Good work. What a scumbag that sheepdog is. I'm fuming. I'm going to get back to not playing any games. You lot carry on with what you're doing.
I have played next to nothing. I'm bored. I have all of the games and nothing is keeping my interest. So
why haven't you been on Disney? You're a Disney person.
I don't know. I think because I had to play that whole section for Andy, I just don't want to go back and do it again.
What section did you do for him just to start? Or
I had to get to open the castle and that was...
I mean, that doesn't take that long, really, if you... If you understand, with Ben, it took ages. And then when I started the game up, I was like, right, take a selfie, smash 4 blocks, pull up a few. You know, basically, you can look at your... There's daily tasks and then there's game tasks. And if you do all the daily tasks, you get like 1,000 Dreamlight off the bat at least. And then they refresh, you just do the next ones. And they're all quite low-hanging fruit kind of tasks. But once I'd realised that, I was like, oh, I'm in the castle already. But yeah, it took Ben forever to sort that. I think because he just went gallivanting around... looking at stuff, but yeah, you could get started pretty quick.
Yeah, maybe. But so this, I was like looking, I went on Shopto and I was like, right, what's coming out, what's on its way? Like, I know God of War's on its way, but that's still like a month out. What am I gonna play? And I didn't realize that Gotham Knights is out next Friday, and I know it follows on from Gotham Dark Knight or whatever it's called. So I've started that again, but again, it's not grabbing me, and I don't know why.
Does it follow on from
Yeah, yeah, because Batman dies. Like, that's literally the
Whoa!
First...
Whoa!
No, that's the first sentence in the game. The game that... The game that came out previous, like, the first line is that says, this is how Batman dies. So I'm not spoiling the game. That's the opening credit for that game. Mm. You don't even play any of that game because that is the first line of that game. So,
which game is this?
The Night with the Car.
Arkham Knight.
Yeah, the first line. Like, the first line in that game is, this is how Batman dies or something along them lines. Literally the first sentence.
Is that right?
Yes.
This all seems very implausible.
It is, because I remember, because, like, you burn Joker, and then it says, this is how Batman dies. It's, like, literally the opening of the game.
She's determined to drive this spoiler home, isn't she?
Good. Gotham Knights isn't related to Arkham Knight.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes,
I'm
it
just,
is.
I'm reading it. I'm looking at it now.
Well, the trailers I've watched, that you've got you've got what's his face in there? His butler's there. They've
so
got
it's
the
an original
that's
game
all
with
mashed
an original
up.
Story set in the DC universe. That isn't connected to any previous DC games.
Not what I've been watching.
It's not even connected to the DC to the Gotham Knights TV show, which wasn't very well received, apparently.
Well, then I've been watching the wrong trailers. But I watched trailers today, and they've got the butler in it. They've got the mashed up mask of Batman.
Those characters are going to be in it. It's a story about after Batman's dead.
Yes, but it's set in that universe.
It's not set in that universe. It's set in the DC universe.
Yes, it is. We can...
Yeah, sheepdog.
Because they're all going on, oh, you're not good enough. And they're trying to like, be Batman in Gotham. Well, that's what I saw in these trailers. So, you know, we'll see when it comes out. Also, what's it comes out next week? Mario Rabbids Spark of Light or whatever, that comes out on Thursday. So there's stuff coming. I'm just bored at the moment. Like, I've tried to do Simanchi 2, I've tried to do Grounded, I've tried to do Cyberpunk, I've tried to do Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I'm bouncing around all. I've tried Sims and nothing is grabbing me. I'm just.
What you
bored.
Need is a game that you can just play forever that doesn't have an end, like a Civilization or a Football Manager that you can go back to in situations like this where you haven't got a story game on the go currently.
But I tried
we need
Fallout.
To find you a game like that.
I tried Fallout 76.
Yeah, that's still story, isn't it? You can finish that. You need a game that you can't finish. That
yeah.
can just go. That can just always be bubbling along in the background. We need to get you into Minecraft or The Sims or something like that.
But I tried The Sims and I just could not be bothered. I was just so like, ugh. So I've just watched like a bunch of films the past couple of days. Films I've never even heard of, but they're like films I wouldn't normally watch, but they're weird and.
She's been watching a lot of porn. It sounds like she's been saying she's watching a lot of porn.
No, like I watched this one called The Platform. And
like
they,
filth.
And it's about this guy who gets put into a jail, basically the jail is just like all these like
models,
different
naked.
Levels.
Okay.
And this platform comes from like level zero that's full of food and goes all the way down, and like the people at the bottom aren't getting food, and then like they're
you know we're not a film podcast
killing each other and eating each other. It was a very brutal thing that I wasn't expecting. But yeah, so I've just been watching these random films because I don't want to play anything. But next week is on its way. Apparently on the 20th there is a mail strike. So the Royal Mail is striking. And so I think I'm going to get the Mario one a day early because it's already gone to the warehouse. And normally that doesn't happen until like 2 days before it comes out, and that went into the warehouse today, so it might come early due to the strikes, because if it doesn't come on release day they owe you £5. So yeah, I think that's coming early, which will be good. Like I can get my Switch out and put that on the TV and play some Rabbids Mario XCOM, because that is how the game is to me. But yeah, that's it really.
I also double checked, Anna, it it definitely isn't in the Arkhamverse, but B, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is the one in the Arkham universe.
I see. Well, I'll still play it anyway, because it's all got the same... It's the same mechanics up to a certain point of Batman, but...
Apparently the Joker might be in the one you're talking about, the Gotham Knights, and Joker's obviously not alive in the Arkham series.
Well, he was in the last one.
He was dead.
Yes, but he was still in it because he was in...
Yeah, Batman, no, you're right, that is fair, but they're definitely not related. I was going to say something else, but I've forgotten now, so I will shut up.
That's right, shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you will shut up. Not you, Pab, you're allowed to
is
talk.
Is it my turn, yeah?
It is.
It is me, Jeepers. Well, I've not played a ton either.
You lot really are letting the side down.
So, I said there are reasons why I wasn't really... A show wasn't viable last week. Overwatch 2 came out last week. Yeah. And I spent most of that week just watching a loading screen in a queue. I want to say I played maybe a total of about 2 games in 3 days. So, since that game came out. So, I didn't have much to talk about regarding that. But over the weekend, it cleared up. The servers all got back on, and it seemed to kind of get its act together. And it has been okay. Game times have been pretty quick. And it is Overwatch. Now, we've slightly adjusted, like, character, not roles, but there's only 5 now instead of 6, so it's 5v5. 2 healers, 2 damage, and 2... And no, 1 tank. Used to be 2 tanks, now it's just the 1. So there are fewer players on the in the rounds, but it's alright. It's alright. I don't really notice it. It doesn't feel like we're struggling for it, sort of thing. But yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's free to play now. And with it being free to play comes a battle pass. There's like tiers, like free tiers, and then there's paid tiers, and you can pay. I think you can pay for the battle pass, and that'll get you all the stuff on the battle pass. And then if you just wanted the free version, there are still items you can get in the free version. There are characters within the free version of the battle pass. So you have to unlock. I think there's 2 new characters, I want to say, in the free version, in the battle pass this time. I know one is a Carrico, who's a healer. Seems pretty cool. And there's another character, which is Sojourn, which is a damage one. She isn't too bad either. I've not played too much damage, because I don't play damage anyway. I'm not very good. From what I've played, seemed okay. There is a new game mode, sort of. It's like a push and pull kind of like game mode. So you have a map and you have a robot in the middle, and you kind of go around the road. If you kind of like...
Is it like an escort mission?
Yeah, it's kind of like escort missions. And the escort missions are still in there. The escort ones are still in there. But now it's a case of you have to push it. You have to basically move the robot to the end, to the finish line. And there's a finish line on either side of like one at your spawn, and they've got to try. The enemy team's got to push it into your spawn, and then it's the same the other way around. And if nobody actually gets it there, the winner is who's pushed it the furthest, sort of thing. And it's not a case of who's pushed it. It's just like it shows like a distance at the top rather than like say I thought we won a game because we pushed it the furthest. But I think it's like cumulative. So if you push it like 50 meters and then keep getting pushed back and then push it another 50, push it back another 50. I think that adds. I feel like it adds. I might be wrong. But yeah, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed actually playing Overwatch again. I think Blizzard has given out a free skin, and there's going to be a double XP weekend. Maybe this weekend. I don't really announce when the actual double XP weekend is because of the rocky start. That's what they've done. So I'll continue poking my head into Overwatch. I've always liked Overwatch. I played it nonstop when it came out in, what was it, 2016? I want to say 2015, wow. 2016, something like that, when it initially came out. I played that solidly for most of that year, I want to say. And Overwatch 2, I've enjoyed what I've played. Sticking to what I know, like mainly healers, occasionally tanks, but it's not a bad game. Like I say, it's not been bad. I know people have been kind of on the fence about it. I've not minded it. There are some changes to some characters, some players. It's always the way. With a live service game like multiplayer game like this, there are always going to be tweaks and changes and the way the meta goes with each character and all this sort of thing and the way, you know, games are played. But apparently they're going to change things up massively in season 2, which I don't even know when season 1 ends, but they've already announced today, I think, that they're Season 2 is when they're making all the big changes. Okay, I don't know when that is, but we shall see. I also continue to play Splatoon 3. I do like that game. I like the fact that I can just jump on, play two or three games, and it's taken probably about 15 minutes. And I can just play two or three games, and odds are I will get a win. And you get a daily win bonus for each time when you do win a game. And that's all I'm aiming for. So if I can get a win bonus, then great, because it levels up your battle pass super quick. And that's what I'm aiming for. And in two or three games, I probably won a game anyway. I'm hoping that people are still playing it, because I think I played earlier on this week and I was just getting stumped. And I was like thinking, oh, has it got to that time where all the casual kind of people are kind of dying off and it's only the hardcore playing there, and I'm just getting the floor wiped with me every time I play. But then again, like, I had the next game played and we won and it was fine. So I will continue playing it. I'm tempted to start playing the single player stuff because there's this whole single player in it, and I've never even touched it. There's a whole salmon run thing, which is a horde mode. Never touched it. It's supposed to be very good, but I just keep playing the salmon run.
Mean?
Sorry.
Did you say salmon run?
Yeah, salmon run is their horde mode.
Right. Okay.
These little salmon fish come like trying to take your base, and you've then got to kill them all and then collect the salmon eggs and then put them in the basket at your base. And then the boss comes out every 10 waves or wherever it is. It's basically like a Gears Horde mode. And it's supposed to be very good, but like I say, all I've been playing is the multiplayer. I just like playing the multiplayer. And it's been fun. I've also found it there's like a on the Nintendo app on your phone. You know, like all these, there's a Splatoon like part in that Nintendo app, and there's a whole different store of exclusive items in there. I was like, oh, I don't even know about this. I found out about it today. It's like a month and a half since it came out. I only just found out. So that's something I'm going to be checking every day now, seeing what exclusive items are available in the shop there, because I've got tons of coins there, but I just don't buy anything. But I've already got a cool outfit, but you never know. And the only other thing that I have played, I don't know if this is because of like things that we did at EGX, but I have I've been playing House Flipper.
Oh, you are a monster.
I knew it was coming. I knew that's what you were going to say then.
I started playing it. I was like, I enjoyed what I it was good at EGX, House Flipper 2. And I'm not going to lie, it doesn't feel much different playing House Flipper 1. I haven't played a ton of it, but you initially start off in this like dingy old house, and it's like this is your house. This is where you're going to set up, and you just go on your laptop and you get emailed jobs, and like some are just jobs are just like, oh, something like it's some sort of thing where we had a party or whatever it was, and it's the right state, this house, can you clean it up? And it's just, you just need to go in and clean up the rubbish, and it's like $800. Like, all right, I'll just pick up a load of rubbish and mop your floors for you, and I'll be on my way. And then some jobs come in, it's like same sort of thing, and then it's like, oh, can you also my radiator's come off, so you're like, okay, So now I'm just like a handyman. Now I'm fixing radiators, and I'm buying new radiators on my tablet, and then installing a new radiator. I'm looking forward to the point where I've, like I said, I've not smashed walls yet. I've not done any painting yet, but I'm looking forward to actually doing it. And I've apparently got tons of DLC for it. I didn't even know I've got loads of DLC. I don't know when. Must have come in some sort of bundle at some point, and I've just got some sort of, all sorts of different DLCs, and I think there were some free as well. But it's been fun. I have enjoyed just pulling about. It's nice just to put on the Steam Deck and just, while I'm watching something on my iPad or on the telly, just have something, doing something with just the background stuff going on. It's nice. I've done that with Splatoon as well. I've done that with Splatoon and House Flipper. I'm just looking for other stuff to do while I've got stuff on in the background. Sort of like it could easily be a podcast game. We just listen to a podcast and destroying walls and renovating houses.
Like to destroy a wall.
Yeah, you destroyed a house.
I did. I had a jolly good time doing it.
And then you got a pack of cards for doing it as well.
I did.
I don't even know where mine have gone. I had the stress ball somewhere last week or the week before when we got the podcast, and I've lost it. I think it went down the back of my desk. I remember bouncing it somewhere and it went flying off.
So stressed of as you lobbed it.
I'm not going to lie, I do just kind of chuck it around a bit, but I don't know where it's gone though. I'm gutted now. I'm going to get my spare out because I did get two.
Yeah, it's going to say, I think my balls are still in my bag upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Good. But other than that, I don't think I've played anything else. I've been just racking my brain thinking if I've played anything else. I wanted to... I heard someone talking about Elden Ring on a podcast today, and I was like, oh, I quite fancy going back to Elden Ring. And I was trying to help someone out at a point on Elden Ring. And there's a really hard boss in the game. And they're stuck on this really hard boss. And I really wanted to help them. And then realised that I don't know if I told this story, but I have started New Game Plus, and the boss is relatively near the end of the game. And because I'm at New Game Plus, I'm right at the start of the game now, and they can't summon me from anywhere. I've got to be in the same position, same location there in their game. I've got to be in that same position, but I can't get there. It's not just something that I can just ride to. I've got to do a lot of things to get to it. So I've been kind of gutted about that because I really wanted to just go in and help, but I've not been able to. So I thought, I could just like start chipping away at it. I bet I could shave off loads of time just doing, because I know the rough idea of what you need to do now. So I loaded it up today. There was a massive update, which was annoying. And then I go in there and it says online stuff has been... disconnected due to suspicious activities. And I was like, what does that mean? And then it says like to go online, press login. So I click on login and it goes, yeah, you can't play an online due to suspicious activity. I was like, I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means. I don't know what I've is it because I've been bloody doing the exploits to get things, but that's just in the game. It's an exploit. It's not like as if I'm cheating in the online stuff or what have you. And so I've been a bit disappointed this evening about the fact that I might not be able to get back online to Elden Ring again. But oh, alas,
deserved, haven't it? Sounds like you deserve
rascal.
It.
Yeah,
I know. It doesn't really. I'm not affecting anyone though. It's not like as if I'm cheating.
I mean, you say that you were in tears about this before the podcast started. I distinctly remember.
I wasn't in tears about it. I was just a bit.
I'd throw the book at you so hard if we were in person, getting broadsided by a book right now.
I mean, like I say, you would do the same. Most people have done the same. There are just certain exploits in there to get runes, and it's like I don't know. Maybe it'll just be some sort of thing with the new update that's kind of doing it. I don't know. We shall see. I'll try it again another day.
To your tricks
and see how we get on. Maybe it's, they've seen my level, and I'm like 200 odd power level, and I'm like, people shouldn't be that high a level. That's insane. And gone, yeah, this guy's cheating. I'm the maniac that spent hours just doing the same grinding, the same bloody thing for hours just for levels because I'm a maniac. Yeah, that is literally every single thing that I've played. I continue to play Fortnite. Nothing's massively changed in Fortnite in the past 2 weeks, I don't think. Not that I can. No,
can't believe that nothing's changed in Fortnite.
Nothing has changed. I mean, it's constantly changing. It is constantly changing, but I don't think anything massive, anything major that is newsworthy has changed. I looked at like how many levels I need to get to Spider-Gwen now, and it's like 50 odd levels or something like that. I need to get to Spider-Gwen now. It's got to be less than that now, actually. And then I was looked and it was like you need like 90 odd to get to the Spider-Gwen without the mask on. And she looks like the one from Spider-Verse. I was like, oh, that's the one I want. I was like, oh, that's a lot though. That's practically a battle pass worth of levels for me to get to that. I was like, ugh.
Now I had to hook you in, Pabby. They've already.
Oh no! And to be fair, like I say, we're into week four now, and I'm already at 53 or 54.
Knowing you, you'll find an exploit soon. You'll hack your way to it.
No, I hate the hackers. I hate the cheaters. I saw someone physically cheating the other day on it where we got killed and we were spectating them. Because once you die, you spectate whoever killed you. And then whenever they went into, like, scoped down, like aimed down the sights of the gun, they went invisible. And then the gun just kind of slowly went into the middle of the screen and then they had, like, perfect aim. I was like, oh, this guy's proper cheating. This is a definite report, this guy. So we reported him, and hopefully he's been booted. So anyway, that's enough from me. Shut me up.
Wow. I guess we'll end the podcast then, if Pab's ranting about people that he's playing online. What a monster. It was a quick one. Despite having a week off, we've had a quickie. We'll be back with an extra long podcast next week, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. We're doing one next week? Yeah, it's not Comic-Con next weekend, is it?
No, it's the one after. No. I'd actually forgotten about next weekend. And I was all prepared to be going to Comic-Con on Friday. It was only that someone said to me it was the week after. Otherwise, I would have been messaging you from Westfield on Friday going, where is everybody? And we all know I genuinely would have been. I feel very lucky that it came up. Like, honestly.
Whoever tipped you off, I'm furious with them.
I figured you would be, but I am very relieved. Like, I would have been in trouble for bunking off work for half a day because it's not the day I've got booked off. I'd have been in trouble for burning through, like, 4 hours worth of petrol. I was thinking to myself, I'd have been so ashamed I'd have probably just slept in my car and not come back for a week just because I can't handle doing that journey twice in 1 week. Would have been too much. But no, I'm very relieved to say I'm only going to do it the once.
Excellent. Well, if you do want to find out if Sheepdog makes it to Comic-Con this week rather than next, make sure you follow us on the Twitter at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me anywhere you like at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.